From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Government fighters raised the Iraqi flag over the main government building in the center of the city of Ramadi on Monday. Iraqi officials say the next step is to wipe out any pockets of resistance by Islamic State forces in the city. Edward Uranian has more.
I'm aware.
Well, apparently we're going to have some trouble bringing you that. We'll try a little later. Two bombings in the Syrian city of Homs killed at least 19 people on Monday. A suicide bomber detonated an explosives belt as onlookers assessed damage from the first blast. The explosions hit the central city's Al-Zahara district. The precise death toll remains unclear. It was the second major attack in Homs since a ceasefire deal between warring sides took effect earlier this month. An official with South Sudanese rebels, loyal to former Vice President Riek Machar, says President Salva Kiir's decree creating 28 new states violates the spirit of the August Peace Accord. In his Christmas Eve decree, Mr. Kiir also appointed 28 new governors, all of them loyal to him. The president's announcement came as rebel advance teams were in Juba to work with their government counterparts on the implementation of the August Peace Agreement. Suspected Islamic militants attacked two cities in northern Nigeria Monday, killing at least 50 people. The first blast Monday took place at a mosque on the outskirts of Maiduguri. In another attack in Maiduguri, suicide bombers blew themselves up in the Bura Burin neighborhood. In the town of Madagali, officials say two female suicide bombers killed at least 30 people in two blasts at a market. This is VOA News. Two people were killed and three wounded when Kenyan military officers opened fire on a car traveling in Mandera County on Monday. A local official says the security forces suspected the car of carrying explosives, but eyewitnesses say those killed were civilians and that no weapons were found in the car. They say those injured were passersby. Meanwhile, residents in the town said a major security operation was underway Monday in Mandera County following an attack that left two police officers dead in the Lafi area on Sunday. Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. South Korea and Japan have reached an agreement in their dispute over Japan's forced prostitution of Korean women during World War II. The agreement includes an $8.3 million compensation fund for the surviving former sex slaves and an apology from Japan's prime minister. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bomber struck on a road near Kabul's airport Monday, killing at least one civilian and wounding 13. The Taliban claimed responsibility. Police say the obvious target was a truck similar to those used by security contractors. A grand jury in the northern U.S. city of Cleveland, Ohio, has decided not to indict two police officers in the November 2014 shooting death of a 12-year-old black boy. The boy was brandishing what turned out to be a fake gun. Orange markings identifying the gun as fake had been removed. Cleveland prosecutor Tim McGinty announced the decision Monday afternoon. Outside investigators found that any reasonable officer could have believed the boy's gun was real and that actions based on that misidentifications can be considered reasonable. President Barack Obama and Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton top the list of America's most admired man and woman, respectively, by the polling organization Gallup. Rounding out the top three men were Pope Francis and Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump, Pakistani activist Malala Yousafzai, and celebrity Oprah Winfrey rounded out the top three most admired women. A new poll sponsored by television channel CNN shows more Americans are dissatisfied with U.S. anti-terrorism efforts than at any time since the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. 40% of respondents say terrorists are winning the war against the United States. Those findings published Monday come just weeks after terrorist attacks in Paris and California. They show nearly three-quarters of Americans critical of efforts by the Obama administration. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.